wrap things up right now on Mike McFeely Outdoors on KFGO on this wonderful Saturday morning. And by the way, it's the Saturday of Labor Day weekend, and that means that people are going to have some extra time off. Not everybody can have Monday off, and I'm sure the people who sell bait for a living aren't going to have Monday off, but I think many people will. And so it's a long weekend. The weather looks great for most of the weekend. It might even cool down by Sunday and Monday. So get out and do some fishing. Get out to the lake cabin. Enjoy this last long weekend of the summer and get out and catch some fish. And to tell us where and how and everything else about where the fish are biting, let's welcome in a guy who owns a bait shop. His name is Corey Askin of the Lake Place in Lake Park. It's right there at the corners of County Road 5 and Highway 10, right there in Minnesota Lakes Country, the gateway to Minnesota Lakes Country. Hello, Corey Askin. How are we doing on this Saturday morning?
I'm good, Mike. How about you?
You know, I'm ready for a break from the hot weather. I'll be honest with you. I am. I like the heat. Don't get me wrong. I like it, but it's been a week or more now of 90 plus temperatures, and I'm ready for fall. I'm ready for fall fishing to start.
Well, and it sounds like Sunday and Monday are going to be a lot cooler, so that's good.
It is. So despite the heat, and I know, again, it's been hot for a long time, are guys getting out fishing, Corey, and are they taking advantage of all the great lakes in Minnesota?
They sure are. A lot of people have been coming through this week. The walleye bite's starting to pick up a little bit, so there's places they're going everywhere trying to find them, and it sounds like they're biting quite a bit.
And so unlock the secret for us, my man, because people have some time off this weekend.
It sounds like they're kind of deep, 20 to 25 feet. They're just pulling night crawlers on a plain hook, or I've heard gold spinners are doing really well with night crawlers and bottom bouncers. So they're kind of in that intermediate depth along the contour lines, along the changes in elevation in the lake. So.
Any specific lakes at all, Corey?
Well, Melissa and Sally again this week have been very popular. Yeah, and Cormorant has seemed to pick up. So even though that's a hard lake to fish, that night bite and that evening bite's been picking up pretty good there.
That's pretty good, and it's only going to get better. You know, I know that, you know, we all in a way hate to see summer go, but as we move into September and we get into October, you know, Corey, you're going to be having those hardcore guys from FM Walleyes coming through going, I'm on my way again to Cormorant or Melissa or Sally or Pelican, whatever the case might be. It's really going to start picking up in terms of walleyes over the next 2 months. It's going to be some good fishing.
Oh, it really is. That and the panfish are going to do really well in the fall too. So it's going to, you know, we get through this heat and get into September, like you said, and it's going to take off real well. So, and we're really looking forward to everybody coming out and enjoying it.
Speaking of the panfish, are guys still catching sunnies, crappies? Give us the lowdown there, Corey.
You know, there's a lot of lakes. The sunnies seem to be really big this year. Really good. They call them plates. They're doing really well on a lot of lakes. Leaf, another one I've heard a lot about is Melissa, doing really well with the crappie still. Trying to think of any other ones. They're everywhere.
They are. And, you know, I've noticed too, both when I've been out fishing for crappies and when I've just gone out, you know, with some kids to try to catch some bluegills, I've noticed that there are bigger bluegills this year. I'm not talking about, you know, massive 1 pound platters, anything, but in general, I've caught more really nice hand sized or larger bluegills this year than I have in a long time. And I don't know if there's some special year class thing going on or if people have just started throwing back sunnies. So, you know, they're able to grow a little bit. I don't know what the story is, but I'm seeing the same thing that your clients are seeing, Corey, that there's some nicer bluegills around.
Yeah, it's that, and the walleye are coming out of lakes that we're not used to seeing them. It's just a little bit different year as well.
Well, and what I hope, and I don't know how you feel about this, Corey, but as a person who loves to fish for panfish, and I admit it, and I've done this publicly, I've come out and said, you know what, I admit it, I like to catch a walleye, sure, but I love to catch a nice bluegill, and I love to catch nice crappies. I hope that people are throwing some of those bigger bluegills back. I'm just an advocate of, there's nothing more exciting to me than catching a big 3/4 pound to a pound bluegill. I don't do it often, but that to me is almost as big of a treasure these days as catching a nice walleye or a nice bass. To me, they're just special.
Oh, absolutely. That's the key to getting some trophy fishing in the area. They're 13, 14-inch walleye, perfect, keep them. They get up there 19, 20, 21, toss them back. You know, same thing. You happen to catch a 13, 14 inch crappie, best to just throw it back and let it, you know, let that that strong, those strong genes continue. So yeah, that's the key.
No, yeah, and I like that. I like that kind of thinking. And I know that the DNR is in a tough spot, and I know it's a touchy subject to talk about limiting bag limits and take, you know, making people take home fewer fish. But I would love to see at least a handful of lakes around the area really have restrictive limits on bluegills or crappies, just to see if we could grow some bigger fish. You know, I know that Lake Lida, for example, they have that 11-inch minimum on Lake Lida for crappies. And I know that this summer guys have been catching just monster crappies out of Lake Lida. And that's, I wish we had more lakes like that, and specifically maybe some smaller lakes like that. I think there's enough of a population out there that are willing to catch those bigger fish and keep fewer of them. I think that you wouldn't tick too many people off. You know, I mean, I wish we could go that direction, Corey.
No, I think I'm on board with you there. It wouldn't hurt for a few years to cut down the limits in this area just to get the fish sizes up and the population a little bit better. I don't think too many people would be upset about that at all.
How about largemouth bass? I'm assuming with the nice warm weather that people are catching some nice bass, Corey, along the weed lines and maybe along the deep weed lines?
Oh, those have been on fire for a couple of weeks. And we've got some local tackle that's on the board out here with some cool colors that have been working really, really well for both. Those spinners have been working really well for the bass and the northern. So
cool.
Gotta come out and check those cool colors out.
All right, so if people want to stop in today, tomorrow, Monday, they can at the Lake Place in Lake Park. It's the corner of Becker County 5 and Highway 10. And as always, Corey, if people stop in, you'll direct them. You'll tell them what you've been hearing. You'll help them out the best you can to help them get on some fish, right?
Absolutely. Love to.
All right. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you next week. And we're heading up to Devil's Lake. Our plans to go fishing together, I think, next weekend up to Devil's Lake. I'm getting some good reports from up there. So I'm looking forward to spending some time in the boat with you, friend.
That looks like it. Sounds like fun.
All right. Thank you, Corey Askin of the Lake Place in Lake Park. I am out of time. I need to go. So does Corey. We'll talk to you Tuesday on the Mike McFeely Show. I'm taking Monday off. We'll talk to you then, folks.
Hey, I'm a country man. A city boy can't do the things I...